back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively on Radio Row, Los Angeles, California, Super Bowl 56. You know, this has been a native Super Bowl in so many ways. A lot of the folks that are out here running around have come out. The stars have come out. You know, David Meltzer, I heard that the SAG folks would not let the actors into the building because they weren't rapid testing. I found that to be kind of shocking, you know, that Hollywood would shut down, but the sports world is not shut down for Super Bowl 56, right?
Thank goodness. And I was worried that it may have shut down with everything going on, but I was so excited to see some semblance of what you and I have experienced for decades, that people are coming out and people are sharing what is, you know, the greatest event in sports.
Well, you live here. This is la-la for you. And, I guess I went through this with Steinberg, with Sam Farmer, with people that I know from L.A. forever here. Plaschke, you know, these people that are waiting a quarter of a century for a team. Not just the team. You steal the old team. You bring it back. You build a hole in the ground. You schedule a Super Bowl. And then the franchise like goes all in to make it happen here. I mean, I met you. L.A. didn't have a team when I met you, man.
Yeah, in fact, you just listed out, you know, CEO of Lee Steinberg. So I was with him speaking last night at the college. And then Sam Farmer and I went to college together. So there's all these relationships with all the guys.
But
that you're
guys
talking.
All, you were the ones like me in Baltimore that really wanted to get a team back. That the community
Lee
here
was like Save the Rams, the president of the foundation. I mean, we wanted a team so bad, whatever team it would be. And, you know, to have them here is just, it's incredible to have two teams up in Los Angeles, though, and sharing the greatest facility that I've seen in football has been a dream come true. And even furthermore, I lucked out and I have a 10-year lease. My office, podcast studio, and suite are at SoFi. So I spend the majority of the year up in the stadium.
So your suite overlooks the stadium. You have a key that's a 24-hour. The Ravens had the same. Most of the teams that had those deals, the idea was you could have an important meeting inside your suite at the stadium as a backdrop to close a deal, period.
And now content, right? So you know how the content business
sure.
is working. So Omar Miller from Ballers has an office. I have an office. And they want us to publicize
right.
what we're doing.
My offices are at SoFi.
Exactly.
What the hell is SoFi? I don't even know what SoFi is.
Financial, lending. Mostly.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
I literally,
so they're a lender.
I think it's a name of a stadium.
It is.
It's like Qualcomm. I'm trying to think of these names of all of these things.
Don't you remember Jack Murphy? That's what his stadium should be made.
Exactly.
Right? Sports writer.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's how old I am.
David Meltzer's here. Longtime sports agent, doing a whole lot of interesting work in self-development, human development, leadership. Communication, and I always enjoy having David on. I wasn't going to work today. I mean, I'm not hungover at all. I mean, I'm just sort of lethargic, you know, the 3 hours and 5 days. And this is the worst attended Friday
ever.
Ever. And that's the part that's really weird to me, that, like, I've had a lot of L.A. ballers here. I mean, Warren Moon and
my old business partner.
Yeah,
do you know anybody that I haven't lived with?
Yeah, but these are L.A.
awesome.
People, right?
Yeah, right.
These are L.A. people.
I'm
and
blessed.
I know there's a lot of L.A. people and celebrities, but it feels like not interested in this. Yeah, in some way, like, the game doesn't affect L.A., and that doesn't shock me. I don't know that it affected New York in that way.
Right.
The way it affects Jacksonville.
Yeah. Or Indianapolis, right?
Or like, any
that's
town that gets
us,
it once.
Right? Yeah. It's also, I think, on the media side, NFL Network has their offices here. DirecTV has their offices here. Even the Sirius guys, right? So what's happening is there's a lot going on outside of Radio Row
sure.
because they'd rather use those studios. And so Rich Eisen isn't here, which means a lot of the big name people have to go back and forth. And so it's stolen some of the energy, some of the impetus of who's actually being interviewed and who's, you know, creating content today. But yeah, it's a
but
little
you're
bit
here.
I'm here. But you know, this is, I wouldn't miss Nestor. What you do is so important.
Well, what? Give me your podcast thing, because I mean, you. There was an embryonic thing a couple, 5, 6 years ago. I've seen your work now, and it's really not about being a sports agent.
No.
It's really more about working through issues. And that's what Baltimore Positive's become for me.
Is a
long-form conversation with smart people. We call them wise conversations.
And you've done such a great job. I use sports as a backdrop. So I have Entrepreneurs, the playbook with Entrepreneur. So 7 episodes a week. We're over 1,000-some episodes.
Wow.
And then Blue Wire, which is, you know, why I'm here. We have a studio in the lobby of the Wynn. So I do playbook sports and entertainment. And then I have a TV show called Office Hours, which is the first late night entrepreneurial show. So I bring on all the biggest names, billionaires, millionaires. So I've had Cameron Diaz on the TV show, Arthur Blank, Tillman Fertitta, Apollo Ono, Marshall Faulk. The list goes on. I mean,
sure,
the biggest names, but we don't talk anything about what they normally do. We're talking about business,
right,
and entrepreneurship, and also life. I had Sadhguru. Do you know who that is?
No.
The Deepak Chopra of the world.
Okay.
So I've had Deepak on as well, and we talk about business.
My wife and I went to New York last summer when it first... We were there to see Springsteen, and I think we had tickets for the second or third night that he played. So, I mean, Springsteen was the first show back on Broadway. We went up. New York's hurting, man. Like, this is last June. It's just kind of opening up. A lot of storefronts weren't, like, happening or whatever. And it was 100 degrees. It might have been 102. It was so hot. And we walked 15 miles drinking water. I mean, my wife and I are fit. And we were on the hottest corner at 3 in the afternoon. And we walked on, and there was no one anywhere because it was so hot. And a guy walked by, and I said to my wife, I'm like, that's Deepak Chopra. And he was, like, in yoga gear. And, like, I said, are you Deepak Chopra? And he said, yes, I am. And so I ran into Deepak Chopra on the street in New York, and we took a picture, and it looks like divinity behind us. It looks like light refracted behind us.
Wow.
And I thought, this was meant to be, that I'm going to run into Deepak. And I feel like such an idiot because I use his line all the time, and I didn't use it on him. And I wanted to have him explain it better to me, although I did Google it. It is infinite flexibility is the key to immortality. Infinite flexibility is the secret to immortality. You can live forever if you're infinitely flexible.
Yeah,
so that's kind of a divine thought for the day, David Meltzer. You like that one?
I love that one.
I didn't, but I forgot. He walked away, and he's walking away, and I'm like, but infinite flexibility is the key to it. You know, but I didn't. He was gone, and I screwed it all.
I should have hooked you up. Gotham Chopra was here, his son, who does work with Tom Brady.
Oh, I want to come on.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I'm going to hook you up for your show. He's around D.C. and Baltimore.
That would lower
as well
my blood pressure, Dave.
He's
awesome.
We
wouldn't want to do that.
He's a TB12 guy, so.
Well, I've not sworn off tomatoes and what's the word for the type of fruit, the tomato you eat the skin. I don't know what it is. I've heard all about it. Avocado ice cream. I'm interested in avocado. I like matcha green tea ice cream. So why wouldn't I like avocado?
Well, you're so healthy and your hair's growing so flourishing.
Well, my hair. This is hotel shampoo and hotel conditioner this morning.
I love it.
It was some lavender thing. The hair's getting a lot of attention, I'll tell you what.
Are you going to cut it off for charity?
No, not yet. So the hair just happened because of the plague.
The plague?
It just started to grow, and like I kept it, and you haven't seen me in 2 years.
It seems like yesterday, but it's true. And you're one of those people, though, I have to admit, that I have missed. Every time I see some Radio Row form or some big sporting event, I'm like, wonder how Nestor's doing.
I'm trying to shine, Dave, and I'm trying to. I'm trying to not confuse you with wrestling David Meltzer.
Right.
You know, the Wrestling Observer guy.
Are you kidding me?
You get that all the time, right?
All the time. And even worse is my brand grew. So, in last Super Bowl, I went on XM, a really big show. And it was halfway through the show when they started asking me about Ronda Rousey, and and I realized, holy shit!
They think I'm
they
the wrestler.
They booked the wrong guy. And even worse,
they Googled the wrong.
You know, my producer's name's Justin Pugh, and so we had all these famous names going around.
I'll come over and be me, whatever that is. For you and self development, you mentioned Deepak and different things like that. Since the last time I saw you, I did a 7-day lockdown with Tony Robbins. I did Date with Destiny in Florida about 3.5 years ago, and really changed my gig, man. I talk about this sometimes, but I developed Baltimore Positive as a concept while being 7 days, 7 nights, and just working on yourself, right? Look, whatever that means for anybody out there, but self-development and these 2 years of shutdown, I've used it to do a reboot and a 3.0, you know what I mean? And I think really wise people did that. That when the thing shut down, they learned a new language, they learned a new skill, they learned a new hobby, they found something more directed than wallowing in whatever awfulness, and there was real awfulness. But the last couple of years have changed the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think looking within and knowing what we have control of, our mindset, our heart set, and our hand set. Instead of looking at the extraordinary changes that are occurring, when we can learn to look within with values and daily practices, we can help other people change other people's lives. And I think for my mission in life now, as yours has changed since we've known each other throughout the years, mine's real simple. I want to empower over 1 billion people to be happy. I want to teach them how to make a lot of money so they can help more people and have more fun. And truly, I have simplified all the complex businesses that I've worked in, all the complex people that I've worked with, and had this simple mission. And people like you, I think, get it. And I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the show to help other people get it. So they can reach out to me, email me directly, david@dmeltzer.com. I'll get my book for free. I'll sign it. I'll ship it to you. I'll pay for everything. Money's no object these days.
Well, you've got such a great story, you know, and up, down, up, down, yeah. Up.
But idiot.
Sports also, you know, was a backdrop for this. And we've talked about ego, and we've talked about fame, and we've talked about connection to all of that. But then there's this, then you do Connected to Goodness after that, right?
Yeah, and I've written, you know, I did a book with Jack Canfield, Creating the Life You Love.
No Chicken Soup.
Game Time Decision Making, I wrote, utilizing stories in sports to help people with what I call the key component of life, which is prioritization. Prioritization, especially today, is the antidote to being overwhelmed and procrastinating, two of the different things that are happening to people today. They either feel overwhelmed or they procrastinate, never get started. If I can teach you to prioritize through game time decision making, your life will be much more enhanced. You'll be able to apply your why, not search for your why. See, there's a certain thing I've learned. No more searching for happiness, health, wealth, and worthiness. You are happy, healthy, wealthy, and worthy. What are you doing to interfere with it?
David Meltzer is here. He does good work, and you can find him out on the internet. Not the wrestling guy.
David Meltzer, call me.
The former sports agent. Elbows up, man.
Elbows up.
Get out of here.
Thank you.
Dave Meltzer, Southern California. We're here in his homeland searching for Mickey Mouse, good orange juice, and perhaps some tequila to go with that. We are WNST, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, live on Radio Row. Back for more in L.A. right after this.